When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's show is brought to you by Yubico. In today's episode, Bitcoin rebounds to 31,600, but warnings of another Bitcoin price plunge are everywhere. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis, and as analyst Mikhail Vende Pop shares, the level at $31,000 broke, and therefore, we can potentially see continuation towards 35,000 if 32,500 breaks too. And Peter Brandt believes we're right here in this market cycle, meaning one more significant dump before rising all the way up to $264,000. And this just in, ARK Invest increased its Bitcoin exposure again Tuesday, buying 140,000 Grayscale shares worth $3.3 million. That's over $10 million in shares so far this week as the mass accumulation continues. Also breaking news, BNY Mellon just joined six banks in backing new Bitcoin exchange Pure Digital. The first trade is scheduled to take place within a week, which leaves us here for the top six custody banks in the world now offer Bitcoin custody services. Also in today's show, one crypto sector is set to disrupt the entire financial system and global business model, says macro guru Raul Powell, and it's not decentralized finance. In a new interview, the Real Vision CEO makes the case for non-fungible tokens, better known as NFTs, claiming that the breakthrough of tokenizing real-world assets will completely reshape the way we conduct business. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, $1.7 billion investment firm bolsters holdings in Grayscale Bitcoin and Ethereum Trust. We're talking about the Rothschild Investment Corp, which revealed in a filing that it bought tens of thousands of shares of Grayscale products in the last quarter. Also in today's show, is the stock-to-flow Bitcoin price analysis model still valid? We'll be breaking this down. As the stock-to-flow has traditionally been applied to commodities like gold and silver, it predicts the performance of an asset based on the idea that the price increases as the asset becomes more scarce. Plan B has used this to predict Bitcoin topping out at about $288,000 this bull run. But the million-dollar question is, has the stock-to-flow model been invalidated, or are we still on track for a $288,000 Bitcoin price? I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, we'll be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the major altcoins are currently pumping back in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. How's it going, crypto fam? I'm your host, JV. It feels good to see the entire crypto market back in the green. We got a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin continued its bounce from its 2021 opening price on Wednesday this morning, hitting $31,600 and what some fear is just a temporary reprieve from the downside. Right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView followed Bitcoin as it gained a respectable 7% this morning on Wednesday. The bulls had successfully defended the largest crypto against further losses at just above $29,000, the price at which the market began the year. And as Cointelegraph reported, concern is running high over the current strength being a relief rally and not a true comeback after a price floor. As analyst Nebraskan Gunnar shares here, is still short the bounce season. And then veteran trader Peter Brandt concurred, suggesting that Bitcoin would need another shock leg down before the genuine return to form storm kicked in. Checking out these tweets from Peter Brandt: Renko charts originating in Japan are probably the most useful for staying with a trend and not getting whipped around by the shorter term volatility. As shown for Bitcoin, the trend from 6,000s to 60,000s was steady, and so has been the decline since April. And he also shares here, the message here is that when the Renko chart turns from red to green, you better be long in a big way. And then Block Wizard shared this chart showing where we're at currently in the market, which shows us right before another massive dump before going absolutely parabolic to $264,000. And Peter Brandt responded, "I think your chart may be prophetic." So there you have it. The analyst believes we'll have one more major dump and then we'll rise all the way up to as high as $264,000 for this cycle top. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments right down below. Now, the latest spot volatility comes as the Bitcoin network fundamentals, the light market participants, these show an ever-increasing strength this month. The hash rate was nearing 100 exahashes per second at this time, edging closer to all-time highs of 168 exahashes per second before the infamous China mining route. And quoting MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor, he shared on Twitter, "Bitcoin network fundamentals have never looked better, and difficulty, meanwhile, was still on track to increase at its next readjustment despite the recent price dip. And in the altcoin market, a welcome reversal of fortune was still in play. Many of the top 50 cryptos by market cap saw daily gains of nearly 10%, with a standout of Dogecoin, which put in 14% returns ahead of the proponent, Elon FUD puppet Muskrat's discussion at today's B-Word conference. Crypto players more broadly will be watching for cues from the event, which features Elon Muskrat in a discussion with ARK CEO Cathy Wood and Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter and payment company Square. And as I point out right here, sounds great, minus the fact nobody cares to hear from apparatchik Elon FUD puppet Muskrat. F Elon, we are not selling. And of course, someone had to respond, many care of what the most influential people on earth has to say. Most understand this. My response, however, this clown doesn't deserve our attention. He's toxic apparatchik trash, deceiving the masses in return for government subsidies in the form of carbon credits. He is a fraud, a fake, a phony, a fugazi. It is what it is. And this just in, ARK Invest increases Bitcoin exposure again Tuesday, buying 140,000 Grayscale shares worth $3.3 million. That's over 10 million in shares so far this week. Also breaking news, BNY Mellon just joined six banks in backing new Bitcoin exchange, Pure Digital. The first trade is scheduled to take place within a week. That means four of the top six custody banks in the world now offer Bitcoin custody services, including now BNY Mellon with $25 trillion, State Street with $21 trillion, Northern Trust with $14 trillion, and Fidelity with $13 trillion, with JP Morgan and Citi looking into it next. Now, before I break down our next story of the day, one crypto sector set to disrupt the entire financial system and global business model, says macro guru Raoul Powell, as well as $1.7 billion investment firm bolsters holdings in Grayscale Bitcoin and Ethereum Trust, as well as, is the stock to flow Bitcoin price analysis model still valid or has it been invalidated? But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the major altcoins currently pumping and in the green, with Bitcoin up 6.5%, trading at about 31,500. We have Ethereum up 9%, trading back above $1,900. We have Dogecoin up 17%, trading at 19 cents. Cardano up 11.5%, trading at $1.15. Chainlink up about 7%, trading at about $15. And Polkadot up 15%, trading at $12.31. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Macro analyst and Real Vision CEO Raoul Powell believes one particular sector of crypto will restructure financial and global business operations. And guess what? It's not decentralized finance. In a new interview on Real Vision, Powell makes the case for non-fungible tokens, better known as NFTs. How many of you are bullish on NFTs? Let me know in the comments below, claiming that the breakthrough of tokenizing real-world assets will completely reshape the way we conduct business, quoting him here. Basically, I have for a long time been talking about how we can tokenize everything conceptually. NFTs were the breakthrough. That was the token that you can tokenize anything on. So what does this all mean? It basically means that the breakthrough has been made to attach intellectual property or physical assets or digital assets to a blockchain in a method that is transferable instantaneously to anybody and storable, and it's proven in its store. So using that, you can limit scarcity and also imply smart contracts. So the multiple uses of this are almost, we can't think them through. It'll change everything from the insurance business to the real estate business. It'll probably change everything from how we notarize things to the art of the world, the music of the world, to how businesses are being built using community tokens, which are basically a variation of NFTs. Powell highlights that this nascent crypto sector is showing massive potential to change the financial markets, quoting him again here. This is going to really literally break everything. I think the securities market will be attached to tokens. NFTs, I think, will find all the financial instruments will go that way. Because why? We can settle instantaneously. We can trade 24 hours a day, and it doesn't cost anything to do it. The macro guru adds that while everyone thinks decentralized finance, better known as DeFi, is the big breakthrough, Powell is less excited by DeFi and believes that the NFT space is where the true innovation lies. Interesting, right? And when I look at NFTs, that's when I really get excited. And again, I'm not talking about collectibles. I'm not really interested in that market. Other people are, and it's very interesting, but it's not for me. What I'm interested in is the disruption of global business models, supply chains, and all of the things that can come with NFTs and a change in the entire financial system that could be attached to this technology. So there you have it. And to watch this entire interview with the macro guru Raoul Powell, check the show notes below the video in the description. And again, let me know if you're bullish on NFTs. And before I break down our next story of the day, $1.7 billion investment firm bolsters holdings in Grayscale Bitcoin and Ethereum Trust, as well as is the stock to flow price analysis model still valid or has it been invalidated? But before I break this down, let's first take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting just under $1.3 trillion. With $66 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, and the current Bitcoin dominance is 46.2%, with the Ether dominance at 17.4%. Now checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Telcoin up 30%, trading at 1.3 cents, Theta Fuel up 26%, trading at 28 cents, and Polygon/Matic up about 25%, trading at 83 cents. Now checking out the top losers within the top 100, it's nothing but stable coins because the top cryptos are currently pumping, which is a beautiful thing. Now which cryptocurrencies are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. It shows we're back in extreme fear, rated a 10, which is as low as I've seen it this entire year. Yesterday was a 19, last week a 21, and last month a 23, all of which is within extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, just like we're experiencing right now, BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Asset management firm Rothschild Investment Corporation reveals in a filing that it bought tens of thousands of shares of Grayscale's products in the last quarter. Data from the SEC shows that Rothschild significantly increased the number of shares it held in the digital asset manager's Bitcoin and Ethereum Trust in the span of 3 months. That's right, during the quarter that ended on March 31st, the number of shares that Rothschild held in the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust stood at 38,346. The figure rose to 141,405 shares by June 30th, marking a 269% increase. So you can see the mass accumulation by the institutions and the whales. The number of shares that Rothschild held in the Grayscale Ethereum Trust, on the other hand, rose from 265,302 by the end of the first quarter to 279,119 during the second quarter, a 5% increase. The value of Rothschild's Grayscale Bitcoin Trust shares jumped from $1.92 million on March 31st to $4.21 million as of June 30th, while the value of the Ethereum Trust shares surged from $4.75 million to $6.24 million over the same period. The total value of the shares that the asset manager holds in the two Grayscale funds as of June 30th is less than 1% of the total assets under management. And currently, the value of the Rothschild Corporation's total assets under management is approximately $1.7 billion. And over the past few months, the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust has lost around 52% of its value, from $59 per share on April 15th to its current value of $28.08, while the Ethereum Trust is down over 56% from $41.56 per share on May 10th to its current price of $17.93. So there you have it. Do you feel that the Rothschild Fund will likely increase their exposure to the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust as they currently hold $1.7 billion in assets under management? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And before I break down our final story of the day and we discuss, is the stock to flow Bitcoin price analysis model still valid? Is it still on track for $288,000 this Bitcoin cycle top? But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 850 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsletter.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button. That's right. And hit that bell icon to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. All right. Now let's break down our final story of the day. Guy, the host of Coin Bureau, one of the largest cryptocurrency channels on YouTube, is weighing in on the widely followed stock to flow trading model popularized by crypto analyst Plan B. Stock to flow has traditionally been applied to commodities like gold and silver. It predicts the performance of an asset based on the idea that the price increases as the asset becomes more scarce. Plan B has used it to predict Bitcoin topping out at about $288,000, this bull run cycle top. And in a new video, this anonymous host of Coin Bureau says that with Bitcoin trading near the $30,000 level, about $83,000 below where the stock to flow suggests it should be, he agrees with Plan B that the model is in a make it or break it phase. Quoting him here, there is no doubt that the stock to flow has been one of the most accurate Bitcoin price models around. I actually call myself a fan and have referenced it a number of times on the channel as a vital indicator to watch. However, as the prices have diverged, its accuracy appears to have come into question once again. However, Guy says he thinks the strong fundamental catalysts, such as institutional demand, will likely push Bitcoin's price peak into the stock to flow's favor. He references recent reports of traditional financial institutions expressing interest in the space. He also mentions that while holdings or Bitcoin wallets with at least 1,000 BTC are currently at a two-month high. That's right, we're talking about a mass whale accumulation and a supply shortage likely in the near future. The analyst also says he's not looking at the short-term signals from the stock to flow, but rather its prediction of $288,000 per Bitcoin by the end of 2021, which stock to flow X predicts, which is the cross asset model. He says it's not a far-fetched scenario, quoting him here. What does matter is whether its year-end price prediction makes logical sense. I think it does. If we've established prices impacted by numerous other factors that are outside the scope of a simple model, over the past few months, the price has been at the whim of what institutional investors and whales have been doing with their Bitcoin holdings. While there may have been profit taking from the all-time highs we saw back in May, there is increasing evidence that an accumulation has taken place in hedge fund land. This accumulation demand cannot continue without an accompanied rise in price. It's just plain economics. So there you have it. How many of you agree with the Bitcoin price prediction model known as the stock to flow, that we can see a $288,000 Bitcoin price potentially before the end of this year? Let me know in the comments right down below. And how many of you still feel that the stock to flow price prediction model is still on track? I also like to point out that Plan B himself points out if Bitcoin price doesn't reach a minimal of $100,000 by this December, then stock to flow model has been invalidated. However, I'm optimistic surrounding the stock to flow, and I still feel we are still on track. And to check out this entire video entitled $100,000 Bitcoin Still Possible, check the show notes below this video in the description. Now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show: Bitcoin price rebounds to 31,600, but warnings of another Bitcoin price plunge are everywhere. Also in today's show, we discussed the one crypto sector set to disrupt the entire financial system and global business models, according to macro guru Raoul Powell. Also in today's show, $1.7 billion investment firm bolsters holdings of Grayscale Bitcoin and Ethereum Trust. Also in today's show, we discuss, is the stock to flow price prediction model still valid, or has it been invalidated? But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?